Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that the Aer Lingus owner International Airlines Group will allocate the first of six new long-range Airbus jets originally earmarked for the Irish carrier elsewhere, while a pay dispute with pilot continues. Unfortunately, Aer Lingus was not able to give IAG the cost structure assurances necessary for this investment, and so the inaugural A321 XLR, originally planned for Aer Lingus, will be allocated elsewhere within the group, which includes British Airways and Iberia, the statement said. The Labour Court this week adjourned after hearing submissions from Aer Lingus and the Irish Airline Pilots Association and will make recommendations meant to settle the dispute. The Sarah Collins in the Business Post reports that the EU is probing whether the Facebook owner Meta is complying with the disinformation obligations just weeks ahead of the European Parliament elections amid a slew of MEP spying scandals. The European Commission opened two formal investigations into Facebook and Instagram yesterday under its new flagship Digital Services Act, which allows EU regulators to intervene directly for very large online platforms. It said the probes were based on a preliminary investigation dating back as far as last September. The Commission at this moment doesn't say that there is something wrong, said the Commission Vice President Vera Jourova, but we will investigate. The disinformation probe will focus on the so-called doppelganger Russian influence network, which set up proof websites for major news outlets and actively targeted Ukraine. It was uncovered in 2022. John Mulligan in the Irish Independent reports that the company behind the dating app Tinder has warned investors that it could be hit by a loss of up to 56 million euro if the final outcome of the probe by the Irish Data Protection Watchdog goes against it. The Dallas-headquartered Match Group, which owns Tinder and a slew of other dating and social apps, has insisted that it will be vigorously defending allegations made against its Tinder platform by Ireland's DPC. In 2020, the Commission opened an investigation into Ireland-based MTCH Technology Services, a company owned by the Match Group that describes itself as facilitating payment processing through third-party providers for its parent company and other group companies. The watchdog said that a number of issues have been identified in relation to the firm, which the Commission refers to as Tinder, from concerns raised by individuals in Ireland and across the EU. Now, unfortunately, we couldn't get John from board in a moment, so let's move to the other item we were going to look at, and it's advertising. It is the backbone of radio, television and online output. Without it, most of the stuff that we enjoy for free wouldn't be possible without some sort of subscription or fee. But does advertising work in the way hoped for by companies? There's a major survey underway called the Good Life 2030 Ireland. The survey seems to suggest that 77% of people expect advertising to improve their lifestyles, but 45% think that we'd all be better off without it. Laura Costello from Think House is carrying out the survey and is on the line. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us a little bit about Good Life 2030 Ireland.
So Good Life 2030 Ireland is a project that's been in the works for a long time. We were very lucky. We got funding from Creative Ireland for their Creative Climate Action Fund. And it's the first time that they've really put the weight of the marketing and advertising industry behind this challenge. So Think House, which is a youth marketing company, partnered with Purpose Disruptors, which is a not-for-profit looking to transform the marketing and advertising industry around the world to be aligned with a thriving future. And Good Life 2030 is a project that's been around for about 4 years. And it's all about looking at what is the narrative of a good life that advertising and marketing has sustained across a number of years. And how can that narrative be transformed to support the future that climate scientists say we need to live in and that, you know, the Irish Climate Action Plan says we want to achieve by 2030. So 2030 is the time frame because that's when we're all due to halve our carbon emissions in order to meet the targets set by climate scientists. And so the idea is that marketing and advertising has all these incredible creative and imagination skills, and those could potentially be put to much better use in order to create the changes and the transformation across society that we all need to make.
Okay, now, what you've found is that people want adverts to somehow portray some sort of utopian world. Is that right?
So we asked people, we did nationally representative research, quantitative and qualitative, asking people about their visions for the future, their visions for 2030, so in 6 years' time. And we found that overall, they wanted to see this shift from separateness to connectedness. So overall, people in Ireland wanted to feel more connected with themselves, with each other and with nature. And as part of that question, we also asked them how they felt that their visions could be supported through the lens of marketing and advertising. And they felt that it was actually really interesting that the marketing and advertising industry felt quite polarizing. There were, as you said, the stats at the beginning, there was about 45%, near almost half of the people we researched said, they thought the world would be better off. But a large cohort felt that advertising could be really useful to them in order to achieve the vision of the future that they felt that they wanted to make. So that big stat around 77% agreeing that the advertising industry should help people lead sustainable, healthy lives is the big one. That's the one where people say, actually, I can see the impact, the enormous impact that advertising has on culture around me, on my purchase decision making. It's arguably the biggest, engine of societal change in existence. We use the term architects of desire a lot. Some academics use the handmaids of capitalism. So the research has shown that people are aware of the tactics that advertising uses and that they feel like actually, when I'm reflecting on this good life, advertising could be a little bit more aligned with where I want to go to help me get there quicker.
Now, most of the advertising agencies, i.e. the big creative ad agencies, are outside Ireland. They're in the UK or the US or somewhere else. They're not really going to listen to a survey being carried out in Ireland, though, are they?
Well, I think so. Good Life 2030 is a global project. It piloted in the UK. So there's lots of similar kind of projects going on around the world, not just in Ireland. And you're right. I think this needs to be a movement of the industry across the board. But Irish people, when you do good advertising, you make it local. You make it relevant to your audience. We become obsessed with what our audiences on the ground really think and really feel, rather than it just being bland. Because if you have bland advertising everywhere, it's not going to be effective, right? Mm. So the point is that this kind of work and these kinds of questions need to be asked on a local level across the world for it to be really impactful.
Okay. And if someone wants to take part in this Good Life 2030 Ireland, do you select them or do they select themselves?
Well, we'd love to get more people in the marketing, advertising, media space involved. So this is the first phase of the project where we've uncovered these beautiful in-depth insights into what citizens really want for themselves and from the industry. And the next phase is going to be, what we do great, respond to a creative brief and put some of these ideas out into the world. So we'd love to get more people in the industry involved and to kind of help with that next stage of the process.
And does that mean contacting you?
It does, yes. Okay. There's an email address, planet@thinkhousehq.com. And you can also get in touch with us on Instagram @goodlife2030Ireland, where there's some lovely audio clips of the visions from citizens.
Thank you very much, Laura. That's Laura Costello from Think House HQ.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.